Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Happy Killdozer Day. Yay! Well, let's go, right? Yeah! Yes, on June 4th of 2004, when Marvin Heemeyer created the Killdozer, was today. Yes, this guy was cool. He didn't take shit from nobody. This is what happens when you get pushed to your limits. You start doing shit. And what happens? Dun dun dun. Yeah, according to Wikipedia, it says over about 18 months, Heemeyer secretly armored his Komatsu D355A bulldozer with layers of steel and concrete. Yes, he made this shit to build to last, right? Tonka tough? Yeah. Oh man, don't take shit from nobody, right? Yeah, me personally, instead of using a Japanese machine, I would use something American, like a Caterpillar. Just because if you're gonna fucking American, you should do with American meat products. Just saying, right? Granby town officials, neighbors of his muffler shop, the local press, and various other citizens of Granby have slighted Heemeyer in various ways, including zoning rules which impeded Heemeyer's ability to operate his muffler repair shop. Well, yeah, this is what happens. You start fucking with a person, you're gonna start retaliating. So you fuck around and you find out. Just saying. On Friday, June 4th of 2004, you see, cool stuff does happen in June. Not just only like happy gay pride month crap bullshit, right? Anyways, Heemeyer used the bulldozer to demolish the Granby Town Hall, the house of the former mayor, that's what he gets for being a bitch, in my opinion, and several other buildings. He killed himself after the bulldozer became stuck in a hardware store he was destroying. No one else was injured or killed. Defenders of Heemeyer said that he made a point of not hurting anybody during his killdozer rampage. Oh, yeah, it's a good thing he didn't kill nobody. But if you were gonna kill somebody, you should kill the ones that actually wrong you. Don't kill innocent people, right? You know, a little food for thought, just saying. Well, I got the clip of that fateful day. Let's watch.
A bulldozer levels a building in Granby, Colorado. Then another. And another. It's part of a meticulously planned citywide demolition project.
The bulldozer went crazy.
But this...
Yeah, wasn't the premise of falling down was a guy that got fucked by the society and everything and he just... goes nuts? Yeah, that's what happened to this killdozer dude. He pretty much did this. He had his Robert Paulson moment. I wonder when I'm gonna have mine. I hope I never do, but you never know. Be Gonzo's last stand. fighting for common decency. Shit. Me fighting for common decency? Wow. Falling far from grace, I guess. But whatever.
This plan wasn't put together by city engineers or construction workers.
Just received a 911 call reporting that there is an out-of-control bulldozer.
It's the brainchild of an angry man with a grudge against a lot of local people and businesses.
Yeah, he was just a boy in his bulldozer with a dream. Yeah, he just wanted to show his love for the world. And this is how he got repaid? But whatever, right? It's the world we live in, I guess.
They can't tell who's driving it, but there is someone inside.
The man inside this armor-plated bulldozer is Marv Heemeyer.
Yeah, well, these idiots thought this dude was a bitch. But he showed them, didn't he, huh? Don't take shit from nobody. It's the American way. Just saying.
As horrified townspeople run for their lives, Heemeyer wrecks buildings and vehicles one after another. And he's ready to take on sheriff's deputies or anybody else who stands in his way.
Yeah, you stupid cops couldn't do shit against this dude, huh? maybe she's that Derek Chauvin guy, so this guy wouldn't have breathed. Maybe you would have made it. fucking stupid people. Fuck around and find out, right?
Heemeyer's an accomplished welder who spent a lot of time inside a secret workshop.
It's only taped in metal, and you can't see who's driving or anything.
Yeah, if you think about it, this guy is kind of a ghetto version of Tony Stark. Yeah, instead of building his Iron Man suit, he built himself a killdozer. Hey, at least he did something that fucking, what's his name, didn't do? Fucking Elon Musk. He didn't build an Iron Man suit. He's building rockets, supposedly. But, this dude actually built something that did something. Not like fucking Elon Musk. Just saying. Oh, yeah, and a side note. Anyone that drives an electric vehicle is gay. Just my opinion.
There, he outfitted the dozer with two sheets of half-inch steel plating with a layer of concrete in between.
What kind of you need?
Yeah, all that protection. I guess you're going on a date with a single black mom, right?
On this day, he seals himself in and takes off on a violent ride. Inside his cockpit, two assault rifles, lots of ammo.
Nah, this dude was missing some hot pockets. Yeah, if you're gonna be inside the killdozer, at least have a little amenities in there, right? There you have your booze, some snacks. You already got your TV and shit, so why not, right? Might as well enjoy the way how you live, I guess. And your last meal's gonna be a Hot Pocket. I guess it's worse things to have, right? Right? It's not soiling green. Maybe.
And video monitors to help him see where he's going. A bank. A hardware store. A concrete factory. Even the town hall. And especially the police department.
Yeah, even the pigs got it. Stupid cops thought they were pretty badass and they never really could touch them. But yeah, they can be touched, right? Just like Terminator. I'll be back.
The one thing all of those places have in common? Heemeyer feels he has been wronged by these businesses or the people who own them.
You know what they say, revenge is a dish best served cold. And I do like having my own revenge, because people out there do deserve it. Yes, who doesn't have a naughty list? I have one, and I check mine twice. But don't worry, I'm not gonna do this. But who knows about the future, right? You can never say never, right? Just saying. Oh, remember, fellas, this is for entertainment purposes only, so this is just my delusions, okay? So, don't shoot me! Let me at least come and accomplish my stuff, okay? At least wait for that, please.
He even exacts revenge on the home of the town's former mayor.
Dude, he does have armor.
Yeah, fuck you, Mayor Quimby. You got what you deserve. Too bad you weren't home, right? Whatever.
Piercing weaponry.
Deputies and SWAT teams try everything. But even armor-piercing bullets can't penetrate Marv Heemeyer's homemade metal and concrete shield.
Yeah, it's funny when they're actually fighting against an incompetent man. Yeah, someone that actually has a head on their shoulders. Yeah, most people are fucking dumb. But once in a while, you actually get someone that has a brain. And then you get fucked. So don't be screaming people, because sooner or later, you're gonna find someone and they ain't gonna put up with your shit. And this is what you get. So act accordingly, or you're gonna get it. Just saying.
If you want to try to box him in.
At one point, a heavy equipment operator decides to put a stop to the carnage.
Yeah, this quote-unquote good Samaritan is a fucking dickhead. Yeah, because this dude, the other guy gets shitted on. Yeah, you know, this guy doesn't know what's going on. I know he's trying to save lives and all. But this dude got fucked over by the whole town. So, I'm sure this dude would have done the same thing too, but I don't know. People are pussies these days. Just saying.
He climbs behind the wheel of his front-end loader and gets set to take on the armored bulldozer. But quickly, the operator finds himself in an industrial-sized game of chicken. Heemeyer speeds ahead, aiming directly for the blockage.
Yeah, this guy's retarded for going against the killdozer. That dude has guns in that thing. You're lucky this guy has a no-kill policy like Batman. Heh, I don't know why. If it was me, yeah, that would have been a totally different thing. But yeah, this guy, yeah, he had restraint. You're lucky, pal. Stupid idiot. Remember, no good deed goes unpunished.
Realizing his intentions, the loader attempts to flee, but the armored dozer gives chase. Ramming the tractor off its path.
Yeah, jerk off, you can't take the awesome power of the killdozer. You suck. Now, out of my way.
It steams ahead to its next target. Authorities seize the narrow opportunity, using the front loader truck to block the dozer in.
Yeah, right here's the beginning of the end for this dude. Fucking sucks, but all good things must come to an end, right? Man, sucks.
The civilian operator hurries to safety.
Yeah, run, you weenie. You're doing stupid shit. Yeah, you're doing cop shit. You're not even a cop. You're a fucking retard. But, you know.
Forced to continue ahead, Heemeyer pushes his creation to the limit. The bulldozer grinds to a halt under the rubble of a steel building. Its engine has called it quits.
Yeah, that sucks. The guy is already reaching his limit. Yep, this is the last stand. Unfortunately, the guy's gonna eat it. But hey, at least he had a good run. He just got his thing stuck right there and the motor gave out. Fucking A, man. Always those little things that get you.
As authorities try to get into the cab of his homemade tank, Marv Heemeyer takes his own life. It takes officers several hours and a cutting torch to finally get inside the cab. None of the townspeople are hurt, but the price tag on this rampage is about $7 million.
Yeah, poor dude. He got wasted because people did bad things. Yeah, but this is a good thing, actually, because it wakes people up. Not only stupid gay shit happens in June, also some nice pleasant stuff happens. It just sucks that this guy had to lose his life, but it is what it is. Yeah, I guess the moral of the story is that once you start pushing a reasonable man to his limits, he's gonna do something. Because, you know, that's what it is being a man. You're gonna stand up for something that is worth it. Because if you don't, you're gonna fall for anything. Well, anyways, that's just food for thought. You take care of yourself, be the best people you can be, and don't let these people screw you around. Because if they think you're a bitch, they're gonna treat you like a bitch. Okay? Well, goodbye.
Fun ride, bro. Maniacs, let's go!